Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. It is currently midnight here. And like I said, we were going to finish the communication setup within the next couple of weeks. Now that school has started back, we got a lot of stuff to cover. So let's get a move on. I'm going to be doing as many podcasts as I can within the next couple of days. Some days may have more than one. I want to go ahead and cover these topics so that everyone has something that they can use to work with, okay? And one of the first things to keep in mind is communication. No matter what it is you're doing, whether it is school, sports, games, what have you, communication is something that must not die. So, moving on with the topics that we are covering here, the last thing that I covered was barriers to effective communication. This time, now that that's out of the way, I want to go ahead and cover giving and receiving feedback, okay? In life, as much as in work, it's important to know how to provide feedback to others effectively and constructively without causing offense. There are many opportunities in life for providing others with feedback. From commenting on the way that your colleague has carried out a task to discussing your children's behaviors with them. Okay. Feedback is a, how do I put this, frequently used term in communication theory. It is worth noting that most of the stuff I will cover is not about what might loosely be called encouragement feedback. The yes, I'm listening type nods and uh-huhs, which you use to tell someone that you are listening, okay? Keep that in mind. So this brings up the first important question here, and I want a lot of people to, I want you to stop and think about this for a minute. What is feedback, okay? And for our, for our purposes, and for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and define that. I'm going to give you a second to think about it. Go ahead and pause this if you need to. And think about that. And now I'm gonna go ahead and give you the definition for our purposes. For the sake of this podcast, we'll define it as effective feedback as that which is clearly heard, understood, and accepted. Okay. Those who, let me see. Those that are the areas that are within your power anyway. So, you have no control over whether the recipient chooses to act upon your feedback, so let's put that one aside, all right? So, this brings up the first next question. How can you make sure that your feedback is effective? You know, develop your feedback skills. You know, there's a few rules you could follow that would make it really effective. I can go ahead and cover those. You'll soon find that you're much more effective once you use them. So, before I go into that, like I said, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back, okay? And we're back. All right, so moving forward from what we have so far, I'm going to go ahead and cover the first rule. Feedback should be about behavior, not personality. The first and probably the most important rule of feedback is to remember that you are making no comment on what type of person they are or what they believe or value. You're only commenting on how they behaved. And do not be tempted to discuss aspects of personality, intelligence, or anything else, only the behavior. With that being said, the second thing is feedback should describe the effect of the person's behavior on you, and only that. After all, you do not know the effect on anyone or anything else. You only know how it made you feel or what you thought. Presenting feedback as your opinion makes it much easier for the recipient to hear and accept it, even if you're giving negative feedback. After all, they have no control over how you feel and any more than they have any control over their intentions. You have any control over their intentions. This approach is a blame-free one. It makes it more acceptable, if you will. Okay? So with that being said, keep this in mind. Choose your feedback language carefully. I can't stress that enough. You know, useful phrases for giving feedback include, when you did X, whatever that is, I felt like Y, okay? Or, I noticed that when you said X, it made me feel da-da-da-da-da. Or, I really like the way that you did X, and particularly Y about it, okay? You know, and you fill in X and Y with whatever it is. Another example would be, it made me feel really blank to hear you say blank in that way. Okay, whatever works, keeping negative or positive feedback about themselves out of the way. Alrighty then. Feedback. Number three, feedback should be as specific as possible. All right. Especially when things are not going well. We all know that it is tempting to start from a point of view of everything you do is rubbish. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Okay. Think about specific occasions, specific behaviors, and point to exactly what the person did and exactly how it made you feel. The more specific, the better, as it is much easier to hear about a specific occasion than about all the time, if you catch what I'm saying. Oh, and that brings me to the fourth point here. Feedback should be timely, okay? It's no good telling someone about something that offended or pleased you 6 months later. Okay, it's different if you haven't seen them in forever, but if you see them quite often and you're waiting really long to tell them, that's not a good idea. Feedback needs to be timely, which means while everyone can still remember what the hell happened. If you have feedback to give, then just get on with it and just give it, okay? That doesn't mean without thought. There's a time and a place for everything. You still need to think about what you're going to say and how you're going to present it, okay? And pick your moments. That's the fifth point. Pick your moments. There are times when people are feeling open to feedback and times when they aren't. Have a look at a lot of their actions and the way they do things, okay? This will help you develop your awareness of the emotions and feelings of others more effectively if you just pay attention to what's actually going on. This will help you to pick the more suitable moment. For example, an angry person won't accept any feedback whatsoever. Even given skillfully, they'll take it in a negative way. Wait until they've calmed down a bit first, okay? Okay, so I know what I said just now, and I feel like I need to take a step back real quick before I talk about receiving feedback. Feedback doesn't just happen in formal feedback meetings and things of that nature, okay? Every interaction is an opportunity for feedback in both directions. Some of the most important feedback may happen casually in quick interchange. For example, this one, overheard while two colleagues were basically making coffee. The girl, laughing, said, "You remind me of my mom." Her boss says, "Really, why?" The friend goes back and says, "She gets really snappy with me when she's stressed too." Her boss goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Have I been snapping at you? I'm a bit stressed, but I'll try not to do it in the future. Thank you for telling me, and I'm sorry you needed to." Okay? How she went about it was very pleasant and made it really well. Okay? The girl was quite casual. She raised a serious behavioral issue with Jane. She made Jane realize that she was fortunate that Mary had recognized the behavioral pattern from a familiar situation and drew her own conclusions to what she meant. However, Jane, her boss anyway, also recognized that not everyone she would ever work with would do the same. So she made it known to her that she thanked her for it. Okay. So with that being said, let's move on to the next piece, receiving feedback. It's also important to think about what skills you need to receive, okay? Good feedback, even negative ones, especially when it is something you don't want to hear, and not least because not everyone is skilled at giving feedback, okay? Be open to the feedback, first off, okay? In order to hear feedback, you need to listen to it. Don't think about what you're going to say in reply. Just, freaking shut your mouth, turn your brain off if you have to, and just listen. And notice the nonverbal communication as well. Listen to what your colleague is not saying, as well as what they are saying, okay? Now that I brought that up, I feel like I'm going to have to cover some additional topics ahead of time, but I will definitely cover them because they're going to be important. They're important to what I'm talking about. So I'll get to them at a later date. With that being said, look forward to some very interesting topics. Everything I cover, it's going to be something important related to this. Okay. So for example, you might say, so when you said blank, would it be fair to say that you meant blank and felt blank? Or have I understood correctly that when I did blank, you felt blank? This shows you actually were listening, okay? When you're able to reply in that manner and figure out what the problem is, okay? Make sure that your reflection and questions focus on behavior, not personality. Even if the feedback has been given at another level, you can always return the conversation to the behavioral side and help the person give feedback to focus on that level only, okay? And with this, emotional intelligence is essential. If you don't know what that is, go check out my podcast on it. I did cover it once before. You need to be aware of your emotions, okay? Self-awareness is something that's very important. And also be able to manage them. This is self-control. Also, I covered that a little bit earlier on, so if you need a refresher, go ahead and check that out. So that even if the feedback causes an emotional response, you can at least control your reaction, okay? And finally, to close this out, always thank the person who has given you the feedback. They have already seen that you have listened and understood and now accept it, okay? Acceptance in this way does not mean that you need to act on it. However, you do need to consider your feedback and decide how, if at all, you wish to act upon it in the first place. That's basically going to be entirely up to you. But remember that the person giving the feedback felt strongly enough to bother mentioning it to you in the first place. Okay, do them the courtesy of at least giving the matter some consideration. If nothing else, with negative feedback, you want to know how not to generate that response again. Okay? So with that, again, I thank you guys for listening. This has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by NeoGentrix. We'll be moving on to the next part in communication, which is improving communication. And we'll go from there. Enjoy the rest of your day.